Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this 25th Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Hark a Thrilling Voice is Sounding, Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the 25th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Mark chapter 13 with special attention to the following verses. And as Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings. And Jesus said to him, Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. And as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James, John and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished? And Jesus began to say to them, See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, I am he. And they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day. The day is surely drawing near. Amen.
Jesus, God's on earth.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to be faithful to Jesus and endure the pain, the suffering, the persecution, including all the birth pains for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and not to be alarmed, but to always endure it to the end as we trust in Him until He comes back again. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Mark chapter 13, with special attention to verses 3 and 4 as follows. And as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James, John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life. As Jesus was coming out of the temple of Jerusalem, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." Here Jesus was not only speaking of the destruction of the temple of Jerusalem by the Romans in the year 70 AD, but the destruction to come when he returns again at his second coming at the end of the world. As a matter of fact, in his sermon, often called the Olivet Discourse, Jesus gave his disciples, and he gives us today, a good look into the future, the many signs of the end of times. Because later, Peter, James, John, and Andrew came to him with the question, "When will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" And Jesus did, as he warned them that many would come saying that they were the Messiah, that there would be wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom, but the end is not yet. And then Jesus said that there would be earthquakes and famines, and they would even be beaten because of their faith and hated by all men for my name's sake. "Teacher, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" They did not only ask when, but what will be the sign? And even though Jesus did not reveal to them the time or the date, he did speak in detail of the many signs and what would happen until he comes back again. In other words, Jesus was preparing his disciples, as he prepares us today, for the trials and tribulations we will face until a second coming. Jesus said to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray." As a matter of fact, in the United States alone, there is a list of at least 69 cults claiming to have had the truth and the true Messiah. among them Jim Jones, David Koresh, the People's Temple and Heaven's Gate, and today the Church of Scientology and other cults, as they are leading many people astray. And then Jesus speaks of the events that will take place before he comes back again. Jesus said to them, "And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom." Unfortunately, many of these have already happened, especially with World War I and World War II. Just recently, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And now with a serious threat of nuclear war by China, Russia, and North Korea, and the possible threat by Iran. And of course, the terrorist attacks against us as a nation during 9/11, which killed over 3,000 innocent people at the Twin Towers in New York, the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So we should not be surprised, or even for that matter, alarmed, because Jesus says very clearly that these must take place before he comes back again. And then Jesus also speaks of the natural disasters that will take place before his coming. Jesus said to them, "There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are the beginning of the birth pains." And many of these have also happened, and more is yet to come, even more devastating. The many earthquakes we have experienced throughout the world, including floods, tornadoes, and hurricanes in our own nation. The hunger and the poverty in many places of Africa with a shortage of food. This is also true in many other nations, including parts of Asia, and especially from Central America and other parts of the world, with the thousands and thousands of migrants entering illegally into our nation right now. And yet Jesus says that all these are only the beginning of the sufferings we must endure before he comes back again. But what is even worse is the warning Jesus gives us against those who are in positions of authority. As Jesus said to his disciples, "But be on your guard, for they will deliver you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness to them, and the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations." And then Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit." And that is precisely what happened to most of the 12 disciples of Jesus, for speaking the truth of the gospel, as they were beheaded, executed, stoned, dragged through the streets, hung upon an olive tree, killed to death with arrows, and John exiled to the island of Patmos. As a matter of fact, Peter was crucified with his head downward, and Paul constantly was persecuted and finally tortured and beheaded by Nero in Rome. Unfortunately, it also continues to be true of us today, as we are challenged and ordered by our own government, taking away our rights and privileges as citizens of this great nation, with mandates to wear the mask, to have proof of our vaccination, to eat at a restaurant, or travel by air, forcing men in the private and public sector to be vaccinated, and unless they comply, they will be fired from their employment. Students in our community here in the Big Bear Valley to continue wearing their masks, and the mandate by the governor of California that all students be vaccinated to attend in-person school and expect it to go into effect in July of 2022. And now even the mandate of children between the ages of 5 and 11 to be required to be vaccinated by our government. And finally, the hurt, the pain, and disappointment we endured when the government ordered the closure of schools and businesses, and especially the closing of the doors of our churches last year during the COVID pandemic, as we were not allowed to worship our Lord Jesus Christ in his house of prayer. But what is even worse than everything else are the words of Jesus concerning families. This part is very troubling to me personally, and it should be a concern to all of us. And yet it is true in most families today. Listen to what Jesus said. And brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against their parents and have them put to death. Unfortunately, sad to say, we have seen it and witnessed it in our society, the strife and dysfunction in many families, in which parents are in serious conflict with their children, children with their parents, siblings not getting along with each other, sometimes even filled with anger and hatred. The list is simply endless. And finally, but not least, what every one of us as a Christian is going to suffer for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved." Here we should not be surprised either, because that is precisely what the early Christians suffered at the hands of Rome, especially Paul, Peter, and the other disciples, as they were persecuted and killed for claiming to be followers of Jesus. And even though we are not persecuted in the same way they were, we also experience persecution. Every time we stand up for what is right, godly, moral, and ethical against our society, and especially against our own government. As Christians, we will always be hated every time we stand up for the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and his word. Now, what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Are we going to be alarmed? Are we going to be led astray from Jesus? Are we going to give in to the pressures of our society and our own government? Or are we going to stand up against them and be steadfast in our faith in Jesus and his word? Endure the pain, the suffering, and even persecution for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Endure it to the end and be saved. I hope so. I hope and pray that we will always be faithful to Jesus and endure the pain, the suffering, the persecution, including all the birth pains, for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. At the end of the day, we have the promise and comfort from Jesus himself, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. As we keep ourselves steadfast in our faith and trust in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And whenever we have failed and have been alarmed and not always trusted in Jesus, but fail to stand up for the truth of the gospel and his word, we have again God's love and forgiveness through Christ our Lord. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, not to allow anything to get in the way of our relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and most importantly, not to be alarmed, but to always endure it, trust in him, and be saved until he comes back again, as he has promised us. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. The day is surely drawing near. O Jesus Christ, do not delay, but hasten our salvation. We often tremble on our way in fear and tribulation. O hear and grant our fervent plea. Come, mighty judge, and set us free from death and every evil. In Jesus' name, and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, to be faithful to Jesus and endure the pain, the suffering, the persecution, including all the birth pains, for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and not to be alarmed, but to always endure it to the end, as we trust in him until he comes back again. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "And Will the Judge Descend?" Amen. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this 25th Sunday after Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, "Rejoice, Rejoice, Believers." Amen.